Have you ever felt an airplane in your chest before you saw it? I mean physically felt it, the propeller wash rolling through you like a bass drum, your ribs vibrating, and then this blur of colour screams past a pylon at 350 miles an hour, maybe 50 feet off the sagebrush, and your brain just short-circuits, trying to process what you're looking at. I'm Ramp, and this is Ramp Check on Radio Hangar. And folks, I need to talk to you about Reno, because the National Championship air races are coming back to Reno Stead Airport in September, and I'm already losing my mind about it. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins for every step of the journey, first solo, private pilot, instrument, all the way up. Mark the milestones that matter. Every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Okay. Let me set the scene for those of you who have never been. Reno Stead Airport sits in a high desert valley about 10 miles north of downtown Reno, Nevada. The field elevation is just over 5,000 feet. The air is dry, the sun is relentless. You step out of your car and you smell dust and avgas and sunscreen and grilled onions from the food vendors all at once, and everywhere you look there are airplanes, not behind ropes, not behind glass, right there, on the ramp, close enough to touch. This is not your typical air show where you sit in a lawn chair and watch things fly overhead. The Reno Air Races are a motorsport. This is the fastest motorsport on the planet, period. And the racetrack is an oval course marked by pylons set up right there on the desert floor. The unlimited class flies a roughly 8-mile course. The pylons are telephone poles with 55-gallon drums painted fluorescent orange on top, and these pilots are ripping around them at pylon height in modified World War II fighters, doing speeds that would make a NASCAR driver pass out. Let me take you through what's happening this year, because the 2026 lineup is stacking up to be something special.
The unlimited class is always the headliner, and for good reason. These are heavily modified warbirds. We're talking Grumman Bearcats with engines producing over 4,000 horsepower, North American Mustangs with clipped wings and canopies cut down to reduce drag, Sea Furies that have been tweaked and tuned for decades, every ounce of performance wrung out of airframes that were already built to fight. And here's what gets me about unlimited. These are not museum pieces, these are not static displays, these are living, breathing, screaming machines being pushed to their absolute limits by pilots who are equal parts athlete and test pilot. You do not just climb into one of these and go fast. You have to manage engine temperatures, oil pressures, manifold pressures, all while pulling G-forces in the turns and flying wingtip to wingtip with other racers at speeds that would have been considered impossible when these airframes rolled off the assembly line 80 years ago. The qualifying runs start on Monday of race week, and this is actually one of my favorite parts because you get to watch each airplane run the course individually. No traffic, no tactics, just raw speed. And you can hear the difference between the airplanes. A stock Mustang has that iconic Merlin growl, right? Beautiful sound. Now take a race Mustang with a modified Rolls-Royce Griffin engine or a Merlin that has been overboosted and the sound changes. It gets angrier, deeper. There is a harmonic to it that you feel more than hear. But Unlimited is only one of 6 racing classes, and honestly, some of the best racing happens in the classes people overlook.
The sport class is one I want you to pay attention to this year. These are purpose-built race planes, small, nimble, and fast. We are talking Lancairs, Glacairs, Thunders, and other homebuilts and kit planes that have been turned into absolute scalpels. The Sport Gold Race is some of the most competitive close-formation racing you will ever see. These pilots are separated by seconds over the entire race, sometimes fractions of a second, and because the airplanes are smaller and flying a shorter course, they are right in front of you the entire time. You do not lose them in the distance. They are right there, banking hard around the pylons, jockeying for position, and you can see the pilots' heads snapping around looking for traffic. Then there is the T-6 class, the North American T-6 Texan. These are World War II trainers, and they are all running essentially the same engine, the Pratt and Whitney R-1340. So the racing comes down almost entirely to pilot skill and line management, who cuts the tightest line around the pylons, who manages their energy the best, and the sound, oh, the sound of 8 T-6s coming around the home pylon in formation. That radial engine roar is something you carry with you for the rest of your life. The jet class has been growing. And this year there is talk of some really interesting entries. We are talking L-39 Albatross jets, Czech-built trainers that are now race machines. The jet class runs a longer course, and these things are moving. The closing speeds are outrageous. You hear a whistle, then a roar, then they are gone, and you are standing there in a cloud of kerosene exhaust, grinning like an idiot. Biplane class is pure joy. These are little pit specials and modified biplanes zipping around the course, and they look like angry bees from the grandstands. They are not the fastest, but the racing is incredibly tight, and the pilots are absolute stick and rudder masters.
And Formula One? Do not sleep on Formula One. These are tiny, purpose-built racers with Continental 0200 engines making about 100 horsepower. They are spec racers, meaning the rules keep them very close in performance, which means the racing is insane. I have seen Formula One gold races decided by less than a wingspan. The entire grandstand is on their feet, screaming. It is unbelievable. Now let me tell you about the experience beyond the races, because Reno is so much more than what happens on the course. The static display area is a candy store for airplane nerds. You walk the ramp and there are warbirds everywhere. T-28s, P-51 Mustangs, a Corsair if you're lucky, maybe a B-25 Mitchell, and the owners and crews are right there. They want to talk to you. I have had some of the best conversations of my life standing under the wing of a race plane at Reno with a crew chief who has been wrenching on that airframe for 20 years. These people are passionate. They will tell you every modification, every fix, every close call. It is incredible. The pit area is where the real magic happens, though. This is where the race teams work on the airplanes between heats. And at Reno, unlike almost any other motorsport venue, you can walk right up to the pits. You can watch mechanics pull cowlings and adjust linkages. You can see the pilots talking through race strategy. You can smell the oil and the hydraulic fluid and the metal. It is visceral. I remember standing in the pit area a couple of years back and watching a crew pull the engine cowling off a Bearcat. This engine was enormous. It looked like it belonged on a locomotive, not an airplane. And this young woman, maybe mid-20s, was up on a stand adjusting something on the top of the engine, and she was completely focused, completely in the zone, and her hands were black with grease, and I thought, this is it, this is aviation, this is the thing. The people who pour their lives into these machines because they love them.
That is what separates Reno from every other aviation event I have ever attended. The proximity, the access, the rawness of it. There is no velvet rope between you and a 4,000-horsepower Bearcat. You are right there. You feel the heat coming off the cowling after a race. You hear the metal ticking as it cools down. You see the pilot climbing out with sweat-soaked hair and a grin that says they just had the best 8 minutes of their life. For those of you thinking about flying in, and you absolutely should, here's what you need to know. Reno Stead, the airport identifier as Romeo Tango Sierra, is a towered field during race week. Temporary flight restrictions are in effect around the race course, obviously, so check your NOTAMs carefully. There is plenty of ramp space for general aviation fly-ins, and they have been really good about accommodating GA traffic. You can literally park your Cessna or Cherokee and walk to the grandstands. Some people camp under their wings. It is a whole scene. The weather in September in the high desert is usually gorgeous, clear skies, low humidity, warm days, cool nights, but the density altitude is real at 5,000 feet. If you are flying a normally aspirated airplane, plan your performance numbers accordingly, especially for departure. I have seen more than a few pilots surprised by how long the takeoff roll gets when the afternoon temperatures climb. Hotels in Reno are plentiful, and the casino hotels actually offer really competitive rates during race week. Some of the race teams stay at the same hotels every year, and the lobby bars turn into impromptu aviation hangouts where you end up trading stories with people who have been coming to Reno for decades. One more thing I want to mention. There is a real effort this year to bring in the next generation youth programs, STEM events tied to the races, scholarships, mentorship opportunities. I talked to one of the organizers recently, and they said the goal is to make sure a kid who comes to Reno for the first time walks away thinking, I can do that. I can be a pilot, I can be an engineer, I can be a crew chief, that matters. That is how we keep this sport and this community alive.
The National Championship Air Races run the second week of September at Reno Stead Airport. Get your tickets early. The Unlimited Gold Race on the final Sunday always sells out. If you have never been, this is the year. If you have been before, you already know. I pulled details on this year's race week from the Reno Air Racing Association, along with some historical context from the Air Race Heritage Foundation, and I'll have links and more info at radiohanger.com. Get yourself to Reno. You will not regret it. I'm Ramp. This is Ramp Check, and I will see you on the flight line.